This is TWiT.
So this morning, the Oversight Board decided what to do about Donald Trump.
Well, kind of.
Wait a minute, hold on. We're supposed to get a popcorn break for this story.
Get your popcorn. So maybe, the former president had made noises about starting a social network, but, you know, he's very ADD and is, I think, eventually put something on his blog, like he's posting on blog. He started a blog.
Mm-hmm.
He's really lost, frankly, without Twitter. How important is Facebook to him? I don't know. What was the decision, Jeff?
So the decision was I think odd. The legal Twitter thinks it's nuanced and fascinating. I don't. What they said was you were right to take him down. You were wrong to make it indefinite. You are not clear with your rules and you didn't have a bunch of rules and you didn't really enforce where this was and why it was. And within 6 months, we insist, they use the verb insist, we insist that Facebook come back with another decision. So that decision could be in 6 months that it's permanent. He ain't coming back ever, which is what Jack Dorsey has done, just on his own authority without an oversight board. Or it could be that we've decided that he's reformed, he's seen the burning bush, he can go back up.
So it's a non-decision decision.
Absolutely. So what they did was they threw the ball back across. Now, the legal people were saying, well, it really showed how Facebook is inconsistent. Yeah, we already knew that. And, put it back on Facebook. They couldn't put this on the oversight board. Well, the oversight board shouldn't have taken the decision in the first place. If they were going to say no, they should have said that in the first place. So what's happened now, what upsets me about this now, is that it's a vice. It's a wedge that's going to sit there for 6 months. And so you're going to have cancel culture whining going on from the right constantly, waiting to see what Facebook does. Facebook is going to be nervous as hell. And neither organization, neither Facebook nor the oversight board, took the opportunity to discuss the behavior itself. They concentrated, as the oversight board has been doing, on a statutorial level of the really fine nitty-gritty of it, of like what he posted that day. To my mind, and I'll be political here for a moment, pardon me for this, the big lie alone is reason to take him off and leave him off. But they didn't deal with that. They didn't deal with the bigger issues. They didn't deal, they had PAP in there about how important democracy is, but they didn't deal with the impact on democracy. Neither body did. So they've both just punted in their own way. Facebook did take him down. They did something, a little late in my view, but they did something. But then they punted to go to the oversight board, and the oversight board punted back. It's like Lucy in the football. And again, meanwhile, I watch, people say, oh, Mark Zuckerberg's too powerful. He makes too big of decisions. Well, they didn't make the decisions. Meanwhile, Jack Dorsey changed the world immensely by saying, this is enough. I'm taking him down. And he's been down and it's been quiet and it's made a difference.
It has
and
made
so
a difference.
In a way, I a want a more authoritarian difference. Company.
Yeah. Interesting.
Question for Mr. Jarvis.
Yes.
You, in your thread here, you said Facebook should keep Trump banned because of, quote, his uttering present imminent danger to democracy. What exactly did you mean by that, sir?
I mean the big lie. I mean saying that an election is invalid and saying that it has no value and trying to convince people of that tears down a pillar of democracy.
Even though he has no pulpit anymore, he's like kind of on his own because there's no reason that he couldn't be putting out press releases and doing interviews and stuff. But mostly what he seems to be doing is wandering aimlessly around Mar-a-Lago until he finds a group of people and then telling them, I won that election. It's a very strange, almost kind of Citizen Kane kind of bizarre ending.
It would be poignant if you were human.
Well, it's odd. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Is the Florida bill, this is kind of in response to what Facebook and Twitter did.
Florida bill is so, everybody, I'm sorry, you want to explain it first?
Yeah. So this bill, which I don't know if DeSantis has signed it yet, it was passed.
I think he did.
He wanted it, so I imagine he'll have signed it. It was passed by the Florida House of Representatives. By a vote of 77 to 38, and then I think the other house. Yeah, it was just. But the bill is nutty. It says if you're a social network and you deplatform political candidates, you're gonna get a fine. I guess it's in reconciliation right now. So the bill is now going to the Senate to approve the changes made by the House. The Senate version called for fines of $10,000 a day for banning a political candidate, $100,000 a day if the candidate was running for election. Then the House version said, no, that's not enough. They bumped the fines up even more, almost more than doubled them. It doesn't apply to temporary social media bans, and it wouldn't apply to instances where the platform removes specific posts that violate the terms of service. But any social media ban that lasts longer than 60 days, both Facebook's and Twitter's bans have, would result in a fine. It strikes me that this is a violation of the First Amendment.
So clearly in violation.
It's also an attempt by a state to regulate interstate commerce, so it's going to fail.
Yeah, it's just all around.
What's weird is they actually included an exemption for any information service system, internet search engine, or access software provider operated by a company that owns and operates a theme park or large entertainment complex. Who's in Florida? Oh, the exemption was included so that the Disney Plus streaming service isn't caught up in this.
and Comcast.
And Disney World. Yeah, right. Wow. It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Just
it's
absurd. Ridiculous. And it's they say it's not about President Trump, but it's clearly... It was stimulated by the ban from Twitter and Facebook. I can't imagine it'll hold up in court. I don't know what will happen.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I have a question. It's just going to show my ignorance on all of this, and I'm okay with that. This ban of Trump is essentially because of what happened as far as the insurrection or a collection of everything. So if the insurrection
it's a good question because it – Yes, it's primarily January 6th and the insurrection.
That was the last straw, wasn't it?
It was also the last straw, exactly.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. If the insurrection had never happened, you know, could we potentially still have to deal with him?
No, Ant, the funny thing is, I think that we don't account enough for how even big titans of technology can become scared. And as long as Trump was in office... Mm-hmm. Look what he tried to do with TikTok, right? I think that they were scared of him, and so January 6th he was already defeated, and he was leaving office, and he did this thing, and so it was the moment when they all could do it. There are those who say they should have done it a year before, or should have at least done it from November when he was claiming the big lie from then. But he was still in office, and and they were nervous. They're scared.
Gallia, at that point, they were concerned with retaliation, right?
Right.
At that point,
yes, exactly.
Like, we do this with a year left in his term. What is he going to come back with? It's probably not going to be pretty for us.
Yeah.
So it was the accumulation of carbon monoxide in the blood finally got here. So officially, and I think it was more about that day, but actually, it was more about the accumulation.
Okay.
Somebody says instead of Rosebud, he goes around muttering Covfefe.